You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's action in the Curragh, an 8-race card to look forward to there. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, fine, yeah. Even my dog's come to greet you as well.
Very nice. Has he got any tips?
I'm not sure he's studied that hard today. He studied his bone.
Right.
And a couple of squeaky toys.
Okay.
Yeah, you can tell you the former knows.
But nothing at Curragh.
No, he hasn't really. I'll probably give him the paper later and see what he comes up with.
All right, fair enough.
He usually just rips it up though. So.
Yeah.
Which is what I want to do sometimes.
Not today though, hopefully. It's not too bad.
No. It's definitely. We don't need the sellotape.
Ah, good. 8 races as well today, Andy. We're making you work for your money today.
Definitely, yeah.
What do you make of it then, Andy? A couple of nice bets along the way, do you think?
I think so, yeah. We had a nice. Meeting at the Curragh on Sunday, which of course was highlighted by my old girl winning for Deloro. Say old girl, seems I've talked about her that much, it seems to have been around forever. I'm really actually looking forward to the possibility maybe of her running Alaska on Saturday.
Yeah.
She's down to running that Group 1 sprint and probably the last chance we'll ever get to backing her at 25-1 in any race. Be interesting if Edward Lynham decides to take a punt there and bring her over, because if she runs and is giving the ground, I think she'll be a million miles away, you know.
All right, well, keep an eye on that then,
as
the week develops. Let's get stuck into today though, Andy. The first race at the Curragh this afternoon is the 135. We start here with the Irish Stallion Farms EBF Fillies Maiden over 7 furlongs. The market headed this morning by Raymonda, who's 2-1, 5-2 for Twin Falls, 4-1 for Safouf, 7s for Eavesdrop. Racing Focus is 9-1 and 16-1 are double figure prices for the others. What do you make of this, Andy? Dermot Weld, newcomer at the top of the market. Several other newcomers in there. Do you think it's probably going to go to one of those that hasn't raced so far?
There's a possibility, yeah. I mean, obviously, Raimondo has been putting a fairly shortish price here, because, largely speaking, the ones who've got form haven't really been setting the world alight. And we haven't got Nana Bryan runner in this race of any great note. Obviously, he drops in there, but. You know, the market suggests that one's not going to be figuring too prominently. So we'll deal with the ones that have got the best form so far and hope that one of them's good enough to topple the newcomer. Twin Falls has probably got the obvious credentials here, most obvious anyway, been involved in a Group 2 race last time at York. Connections obviously decided that she was worth a roll of the dice in that race, and she didn't disappoint too much. She acquitted herself quite well. And getting beat 8 lengths in what has obviously turned out to be one of the best two races so far this season. Obviously, Bouchard and the Lumiere, the front two, are very, very speedy. Whether she can translate that back now to a maiden, which is a lot would think was a formality, I'm not so sure. It sometimes doesn't always go like that. I do think there's one or two interesting runners in this race, and the main one I'm going to concentrate on is also called Safouf. She comes out of a very hot race at Garen the other day. It was won by Riesa, who had got the experience of a previous run and took advantage of a good track position. But Best in the World was second, and she went on to win a listed race here at the Curragh on Sunday. And Safouf, for a 40-1 shot, drawn in stall 13, she's run an absolute face-off here to get involved in that race. And for a large majority of it, she was proving herself a real big player. It's only in the last stage of that race she faded. She's dropping back down a furlong today. She's got a good draw. Stalls on the far side today at the Curragh. Low numbers usually hold sway. So at 4-1 this morning with most firms, I think Safouf each way is almost certain to be there or thereabouts.
So Foof each way then, Frandy, in the opening race. The second race is the 2.05, and this one is a handicap over 7 furlongs. The market headed by Katimovic, who's 3-1 into 5-2 at the time of recording this. 4-1 for Chestnut Fire, 11-2 for Downforce, Chili Billy Sevens, 15-2 for Joella, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Quite an interesting race, Andy. Several of them arrive in decent enough nick. So which way does it go this afternoon?
Yeah, the two I'd be concentrating on here are Katimovic and Chestnut Fire, the two dominant forces in the market. Katimovic has just been a real money spinner for Connections this season, other than one, let's say, modest run, but that would be modest with a very small M. Obviously finishing ninth in the Irish Cambridge, it wasn't a bad return given that only got beat since 6 lengths on heavy ground. Other than that, form figures are really good. Bounced back to form last time out, went dropped back down in trip at Nice last time out, standing very strongly down the middle of the track. Has already got really good form here at the Curragh, winning early on this season and finished second to He's Our Music. So he's got the perfect credentials to run another big race, even though the handicapper has obviously tried to intervene. And the other one, the other horse on the way up is Chestnut Fire, a horse I tipped last day at Fairy House on the podcast. Won in decent style as well, to be fair. I always thought that horse was going the best and ended up winning quite snugly. Back in third was Way of Light, who won the other day at Navan to boost that particular form line. So you've got a real choice here. You've got the proven solid handicap form of Katimovic. You've got Mickey Halford's Chestnut Fire, very much on the up, on the improve, and could potentially be quite well treated off a mark of 79. You've got those to choose from. Obviously the solid one for me, because he's got the track form, is Katimovic, and with the Dermot Well horse is still in good form, I'll probably just favour him on this occasion.
Leaning towards Katimovic then in the 2.05. The 2.35 is race 3 in the card. This one is a handicap over 6 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older, rated 47-70. Hatton Cross, a supported favourite this morning, 6-1 into 9-2. 6-1 for Chaplin Bay, 13-2 for Oliver A. Prance is 9-1. 10s for Time for Art. And 11-1 or bigger prices for the others, although Miss Temple, 14s into 11s at the time of recording this. So quite an open handicap. Andy, what do you make of the 2.35?
Yeah, hard to knock Hatton's Cross, his credentials here. First of all, he's got a great draw. The higher, the better here at the Curragh on decent ground at this time of year. You definitely want to be racing up towards the standside rail. And he arrives here off the back of two excellent performances. He won a race similar to this at Nice on the 23rd of September, beating several of today's opponents. In typical fashion, Hatton's Cross is often producing sort of like midway through the field. And he did quite well the other day, despite a weakish draw, to finish third behind Lily's Prince. Of course, he's a bit of a track specialist, but that was a real wild finish, and it just basically was a head-bobbing one, and that could have gone either way. So, once again, he's run another solid race. And he's run well out of this track as well before. He was second, I think, this time last year to Captain Cullen. So, off a mark of 64, given that he's in good form and he's got everything in his favour, draw, ground, etc., it's hard to not be persuaded by his chances here, and I could see why punters have already backed him each way at 6-1 into 9-2, but even at that price, he's still worth a little small interest.
Chatting with the market leader then in the 2.35. The 3.05 is the fourth race on the card. This one is a handicap over 5 furlongs. The market headed by Captain Cullen this morning, who's 9-2, just nibbled from 5-1 as well. Anonymous Lady, the one that's attracting most support, though, 10s into 7s. 7-1 for Daisy Bell, 8-1 for One Over You, 8s also for Lily's Prince, 10-1 for Chicklet, and 10s also for Saws and Three Bells and Sweeties Taboo, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Again, Andy, quite an open event this one. Who do you like in the 3.05?
Yeah, well, Captain Cullen would have the obvious chance here, or the most obvious chance, with that second of the day behind Tyler Rewonder. Although he's not really a 5 furlong horse, if you've been picky with his overall profile. I thought he did really well, actually, to cope with the drop back down to the minimum trip the last day behind that speedy sword. But most of his best forms over 7 furlongs and 6. Added on top of that, he's drawn in store 1, which is not ideal here at the Curragh. I'm a little bit more lukewarm on his chances than the market suggests. Therefore, I'm going to go with something at a much more meatier price. And the offers of around about 10 or 12 to 1 for Soars this morning, Andrew Slattery's 3-year-old, certainly make plenty of sense for me. First of all, he's drawn well, trap 13. He's got Declan McDonough on board as well, which is again is another positive. He rode him 2 starts ago when he won at Dundalk. And he's a horse that likes to race up with the pace. And unfortunately, last time out, he tried to do that, but didn't quite get the 6 furlongs. In that red-hot handicap won by George Bowen. Actually, even finishing 10th in that race, beating Antlane, still puts him well up here on my speed figures. Like I say, you add on top of that his win the time before. And he's probably got a better chance than the market suggests here. Whether he follows in the same hoof prints as Onside Jaw, of course, in these colours, who used to run for Andrew Slattery, he's very much open to question. I don't think he's up to that class yet, but he's still going the right way. And like I said, there have been signs this season that he's definitely capable of winning a race like this on the grass. So let's go with Soars at a double-figure price.
Soars for Andy in the 305. The 335 is the fifth race on the card. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over a mile. Interesting market moves this morning. Munasid and Idaho opened up 2-2 and joint favourites, but Munasid into 7-4, Idaho out to 9-4. Also money for Mittersil, who's 5s into 4s, 4-1 for Theodorico, and 20s or bigger for the others. So only a few of these considered in the market. Andy, a few of them interesting movements this morning as well. So what do you make of the 335?
Yeah, quite an intriguing little maiden here. Obviously, a lot of punters are hoping that Munashahid turns around the form with Theodorica on their last meeting. Was really well backed on debut, Dermot Wells Colt. But he didn't quite have the necessary experience in the latter stage of that race to muster up a challenge, albeit he did run well. Of course, both of them have run behind that very good, smart two-year-old called Hitted a Bomb. I think now goes to the Breeders' Cup. Avara win and a smooth one at that at Dundalk the other night. He posted a sensational sectional time, by the way, when he won at Dundalk the other night. I think he's right out the top draw. And Cook Islands, who was fourth in that race, sandwiching Theodorica and Munashid, he's won subsequently as well. So the form is rock solid. The time of the race is good. Both of them should appreciate the step up in trip. And wouldn't surprise me if both of those two figure here, but I'm also quite keen on the chances of Mittersil here, and I'd probably just favour him here because he also comes out of a very good maiden down in Garen the other day. That race went the way of Newsman. But back and forth is Black Sea, who won the opening race at the Curragh on Sunday. So both form lines have been boosted. They're both similar on the speed figures. I've got 84 for Theodorica and I've got an 84 for Middlesill. So it's a bit of a coin toss for me here with which one I think I'll improve the most over the trip. And like I say, I'm going to go with the Geo Lions train horse, particularly as he's drawn in stall one as well, right on that far side rail. So Mittersil each way, 4-1. He'll do for me there.
Mittersil for Andy then in the 3.35. Moving on to the sixth race on the card next. This is the 4.05. This one is a handicap over a mile and a quarter. This one's for three-year-olds and older, rated 50-80. Alvina is the 11-4 market leader. Van Schaik, 5s into 4s at the time of recording this. 8-1 for Jeremy's Jet. Pin code another 8, as is Rianne Domney. And Broca Pondo, 12-1 for Snap Click, and 16s or bigger for the others. Interesting this, Andy. You've got Talvina, who got off the mark at the fourth time of asking, remains an unexposed three-year-old. You've got Van Schaik, who's another three-year-old, who was only just denied last time. Do you think three-year-olds will dominate this?
I think so, yeah. The time of the race that Alvina won at Galway, it wasn't particularly strong, so I'm probably just going to overlook her on this occasion, even though many will look to get with her. Whereas Van Schaik has been running in some very good time figures, and he's second the other day behind Spin Point, has already been highlighted by the third and the fourth, namely Avianti and Saga Bolton, and Milena, who I tipped at the Curragh on Sunday to finish second in a maiden, was also involved in that race. I think she finished fifth or sixth, so I definitely think that's the best piece of form coming into this race. And Joe Lyons' charge has only been given a rating of 77, which is very much workable. He's a tough type, a strong stayer, and a horse that really should have won a race by now, but like I say, he's just been a bit unlucky rather than anything else. Generally speaking, the yard's in great form. So, again, another one that I see figuring very, very prominently if it runs to its best. No reason to suggest why it won't. And we can also back this horse each way as well, which is a theme of most of my selections today.
Manchester each way for Andy then in the 4.05. The 4.35 is the penultimate race on the card. This one is a race over a mile and a quarter for three-year-olds and older. That entry are rated 95 or less. Ashraf heads the market at 9-4, 3-1 for Los Barbados. Spin Point 4-1, 5-1 for Chinega Bay. Bow Boy is 6-1, 10s for Shadigan, and Vastanea is the 25-1 outsider. So only 7 in the lineup, Andy, which I suppose makes it tricky from an each way perspective. But what did you like in the 4.35?
Yeah, well, Ashraf hasn't run for quite a while, which is a little bit of a concern. You've obviously got to take it on trust that he's fit enough to do himself justice after that long layoff since he ran back in March. The market suggests this morning that he's fairly easy to back, and there were one or two others fancied against him here, including Chinega Bay and his old rival, Boa Boy. But I'm going to go with Spin Point. I'm certainly hoping that half an hour earlier, Van Schaik boosts the form, because he was behind Jim Bolger's colt when they clashed on the 20th of September down in Gower. And it was that race where I've already highlighted there's been several winners out of it, including the third, fourth and the fifth ran well the other day. He ran a really nice race in an older horse handicap at Fairy House, which went the way of Hudson's Bay. Back in second was Glacier, just a really solid race, and he was well fancied to run well, and of course he did so in finishing a creditable third. Whether he quite got the trip is he's open to debate, and I think he probably might be better dropping back to a mile and a quarter. That seemed to be the case at Gowran. And at 4-1 this morning, he's just a really solid horse in a race where you could fancy more than two or three on their very best form. So Spin Point, he's the choice in what looks a trappy 4.35.
Spin Point the choice there. Then the final race is the eighth race on the card. We finish here with a handicap over a mile and a half. It's for 3-year-olds and older, rated at 47-65, and the market is a little bit all over the place this morning. Along the Shore opened up at 92, is now 92 once again, but did touch 11-2. Hatch Hall 6-1 into fives. Anar Haven 12-1 into nines. Mallory Heights and Cartographic both tens out to 12s. It's 12-1 for Lady McPhee and 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. So I suppose the ones that are positive in the betting, Andy, are Hatch Hall and Anar Haven. Either of those on your shortlist?
Well, Hatch Hall, I would say, definitely is, although he's still yet to win a race on the flat. I've tipped him a couple of times on podcasts down the line, and he just hasn't quite lived up to the expectations I've expected of him. I would suggest that we'd probably, on balance, even though he finished second the other day at Clonmel in the main hurdle, I think that's probably why one or two punters are hanging their hat on him, would probably best overlook him in the long term. I'm going to go with Mallory Heights here. Despite he not winning for quite a while on the flat, he won a hurdle race a few starts back at Tremor, and subsequently he's run really well on the level, finishing second to Tower Safe in a very strongly run race down in Roscommon. If he runs up to that level here, funny enough, it's hard to see him at the frame, even though he's a 12-1 shot. And I didn't think he did a great deal wrong at Dundalk the other day. He was just too far back in a slowly run race, and they're just quickened in the home straight, and he could only keep on the one speed to finish third behind whatever it takes. But it certainly backed up that run at Roscommon, and back on the turf with a yard going really well, 4-yard going really well, Garvin Donnelly. I expect him to, like I say, outrun his odds quite comfortably here. So Mallory Heights, a really solid each way alternative to the front two in the market in the last.
Solid each way, one's finished with there. Then, as usual, Andy, let's just have a quick summary, if you'll split us through your selections one more time.
Yes, Mark. Trappy looking day at the Curragh. Big fields, autumn one all feel. But hopefully we can nudge a few over the line. I'll go with Shafouf each way in the first. She ran well in a good main the last day. In the 2.05, toss of the coin here between Katamovic and Chestnut Fire, but I'll take Dermot Wells' charge on this occasion because of his track form. Hard to look away from Hatton's Cross with his great draw up the stand side rail in the 2.35. Similar comments apply to my next selection, who's drawn 13 or 14 in the 3.05. That comes in the shape of Soars. 3.35, I'm really keen on Mittersill each way here, from a good draw, although obviously he's got big opponents in the shape of Theodorica and Munashid. In the 4.05, I quite like his claims of Gerlines' Van Stick game from an each-way perspective. The 4.35, hopefully Spin Point's form line with Van Stick will be boosted half an hour earlier, because I do think he's got a big chance there. And in the final race, I think Mallory Heights has got more brighter claims than his market position suggests, and I advise a nice each-way bet on him at 12-1.
Okay, good work. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy the Curragh this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.